Dancing with the Stars on RTE 2FM. Sponsored by Hyundai. Take centre stage with Insta All Electric. Are you in?
Now, it was week three in Dancing with the Stars last night, which meant that we had to say goodbye to our first couple, and it was a sad goodbye to Mickey Joe and Daniela Rosa, and they're with me now. Good morning, guys. Thank you so much for coming in this morning and saying hello.
Thank you for having us.
Oh, no. I really appreciate it because it is 9:30 on a Monday morning, and I know that obviously coming off the show last night, you definitely had to go out and kind of enjoy yourself, relax a little bit, Mickey Joe.
I wish we were here under slightly different circumstances, but regardless, happy to be here.
Well, let's talk about it. How are you feeling this morning off the back of being eliminated from Dancing with the Stars, Mickey Joe?
Go on, Mickey.
You know, you know what? I'm obviously very disappointed.
Yeah.
I wanted to stay for a couple of reasons, but for at least another few weeks. And so somebody had to be first. I didn't feel like we did a dance last night that we deserved to go out on.
Let's talk about the dance.
Yeah.
Because it was by far your best dance yet.
Yeah.
And like, I've been in your shoes. I know exactly how difficult ballroom
is. You know
what
we're talking about.
You nailed it last night. I swear to God, I was so proud watching you. And you did a Hosier Too Sweet. It was amazing. Like, let's talk about the dance first. How did the dance feel between the two of you?
It felt good. You know, to be honest, we've probably done better ones in rehearsals, as you do. But
yes.
You know, but it felt good, and I knew that we came off there, and you know, it was a good week, and I felt really good about it.
It took you a while to adjust from the fast tempo, really intense dances, the Paso and the Jive to the Foxtrot. So in the beginning, there was a little bit of a teething phase, but once it clicked, and he was just so in his element with this ballroom, and it was so disappointing. Because I felt like yesterday was the first day where we could really see his true potential shine through. But you know, the silver lining in this all—it's my way of looking at it. I'd rather be the first to go or the first. You know, or first.
Yeah.
Everything in between,
that's
don't really remember it that well. So the first to go, you always remember who's the first to go, and you always remember who wins. So that's the silver lining in this all.
I love this mentality so much.
Daniela has got this great mentality. I need to just stick around with her for a while, another few years, and I'll be grand.
You mentioned there, obviously, having the adjustment period of doing last night's dance in comparison to what you kicked off with. You kicked off with a jive. Can I say I was never, ever as happy in my whole entire life that you kicked it off to just bring back a little bit of PTSD listening to Mickey right here.
Oh, Mickey. I knew, you know what, I felt that they were going to throw that song in there at some stage. You
but
know,
to be honest, you may as well.
You just had
to get on with it.
When you're in, you're in. It's weird. When
it's
you're
iconic.
In that, yeah, when you're in that kind of, you just go, you know what, you know, you've signed up to this and you just want to, you know, whenever they throw it, you just kind of nod your head and say,
you're like, right.
And this show is quite cheesy. Like, let's be real.
Well,
you have to embrace the cheese, you know?
It's Sunday evening cheese. It's there for all generations. And I think that's the great thing about this is that you've got like kids and grannies and everyone in between who are watching the show and fully invested in your journey. You kicked it all off with the jive, and then you went into a very punk rock Paso Doble to Teenage Kicks.
Yeah.
Like, we got it all from you, Mickey. We really did.
Yeah, we absolutely. It was like we just kind of hit the tar running, you know what I mean? We didn't take any prisoners from the first two weeks,
no.
You know? So,
you left it all on the dance floor.
Paso Doble and then the jive, Teenage Kicks.
And a little bit of your leather trousers as well.
Yeah, the leather trousers were true ish.
The knee slide that I nearly got a nosedive.
A professional, though.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, absolutely. With all my years of soccer, that you know, scoring the odd goal and try and do the knee drive, but it was full on, and then this week was a completely different tempo. Let's put it like that. Like, you kind of had to readjust, reset, and
Let's be realistic, because like, you know, it's a lot harder to do the slow dances and do them well because everything is very noticeable.
Mm-hmm.
So
especially the foxtrot, very technical,
because it's so slow.
Yes,
and everything has to be correct.
Mm-hmm.
And you didn't look out of sync with Daniela at all last night. Like, you look great.
Yes, I let Daniela take that question.
Okay, look.
Here I am talking about dance all of a sudden.
No, Daniela, let's actually just talk about you for a second as well. Like, how did you get into dance? This is your first year on Dancing with the Stars. Like, when did you start? How did this whole, and look, we love this on Dancing with the Stars. How did your journey begin?
Thank you for asking. Well, my journey began when I was 4 years of age.
Okay.
My parents shoved me into a hip hop class.
Love it.
But I was very musical as a child. I loved MTV. It was the only thing I would watch. The only thing that my parents could keep me still with. But I did my first ballroom and Latin class at the age of 6, and that's really where my heart lies, ballroom and Latin. I've trained.
So last night must have been fantastic for you then.
Yes, yes. I've trained in many styles, but ballroom and Latin are really the ones closest to heart. So I've been dancing for over 20 years now, and I actually took a step back from dancing COVID time.
Yeah.
I actually thought I'd hang up my dance shoes for good, but then this opportunity came my way and I saw it as a sign from the universe. Like, when you're not actively seeking for an opportunity and it comes looking for you, you just have to go for it.
And here I was.
And here he was. Here we are. Like, your first
God
year.
God bless her. She got me. She was
no, Mickey
Joe.
You know,
the universe doesn't always work.
No, you know
I
what? I consider myself very, very lucky because you have been an absolute joy to work with. This man has the most incredible work ethic. Literally, if I wouldn't drag him out of the studio, he would be there overnight.
See, this is what it's all about, though, as well. And like, we spoke very briefly off air because we came in, we had like a good 10 seconds. But it's a real strange thing to be thrown into. Danielle, I'm sure you're more used to it because that is the dance world. But Mickey Joe coming in and you spend all day, every day with this one person. You don't even spend that much time with your other half ever.
No. Oh. Yeah, no, I mean, and I relocated kind of to Dublin for this. And really in December, the start of December. You're kind of, it's your motion from the end of November sort of thing, because we'd done the meet and greets then, and then you just start going to rehearsal mode. December was crazy because I had December for musicians is always busy.
Yeah.
So I had a lot of gigs and commitments, stuff that I already had in the diary. And then we had a single out for Christmas, myself and Rory in the Island, which was good. We had a promotion company kind of looking after that for us. And we came in, Rory was just saying we done Ray Darcy right before Christmas, on live. And so I had all this stuff going on, and we had a lot of stuff. So December was just nuts. So I was here, I seemed to be just doing gigs and then
coming into rehearsals
and living with Daniela in that capacity. You know what I mean? And then I've been here since in Dublin, so I haven't been home, to be honest, I'm kind of looking forward to going home as well for a day.
I know, I would imagine so.
Seeing them all, because it's when you're living, when you're from Donegal, you just can't pop home, I mean? So, and
you can't, because I don't think anybody there's only so many hours in the day. You need to be in a rehearsal studio for 6 to 8 hours,
and you're so
you're wrecked
when you come off. Part of my life, you really are. You think I'll jump in the car and head home. You just wouldn't have had the energy and come up in the morning or something. And you just, your legs just kind of say, no, you got to rest, and your body.
You're going nowhere.
You know, you have all these
spray tans to get.
Yeah, absolutely. Spray tans.
Oh, spray tans are probably the most therapeutic part of it all, because he was literally crawling out of the studio. But it was all him. There was no force on my behalf. No,
look at Danielle.
It was all him.
Like, I want a job back again next year. I didn't make him stay in the studio for too long.
No, she was amazing.
Like, overall, Mickey Joe, are you glad that you took part?
Absolutely. You know what? My son texted me last night and he said, Dad, proud of you and all that and whatever. And, never. And I just replied to him. I said, nothing ventured, nothing gained in life. And you have to, take most of it. And I've met this wonderful lady that she just was such a great presence in my life for the last couple of months. And, that positivity is great, and being around people that are positive.
Yeah.
I mean, so many great friends, and just, that's a great result. In my book, that's a good result.
A great group this year. I said you're a great group. You all seem to get on.
And Danny, okay. I knew Danny from before, but not like this.
Yeah.
And so myself and Danny headed off, and Kevin Dundon in particular.
They're wild. You have to be careful with them.
People look at us and kind of go, "What are they laughing at?" We found it funny, Laura. But maybe other
people. That's all that matters.
The dad jokes.
I was just going to say, a rake of dad jokes going on. Yeah. Your mom, Fionnuala, huge fan of Dancing with the Stars. You going to go for a bit of a boogie with her now?
Huh?
Are you going to go for a bit of a dance?
Oh, yes. Actually, that's the last thing she said to me last night. Okay, I have a partner out to dance with.
Yeah.
She was up. She was at the show last night, which is great. Her and my
fantastic.
No excuses now. You better.
Yeah, absolutely.
You better, especially after that foxtrot. You put in so much work, and that's her favourite dance.
There you go.
I love the foxtrot, I have to say. I love that.
Yeah, kind of I could feel you really enjoyed that one.
Yeah, I did, absolutely. I think it's great. It seems to be good for the brain. There's endorphins running around my body that I'd never felt before. It's weird. Mm-hmm. When you taps into that part of your brain, dance or whatever it is that, I know people, those guys are going to be out there and I think, and Mickey just lost the plot altogether. But there is something about it, so I would encourage anybody, honestly, that's out there, if you've got a bit of time in your hands, go and try and learn a bit of dance.
Get your dancing shoes on.
Hope you won't hang yours up now after this.
No, I have so many pairs of shoes now, dance shoes. I've Latin heels and ballroom heels.
Cuban heels.
I've got them all. Actually, you can come to me for advice on your ballroom shoes. any time at all. I might set up a podcast.
Just talking about shoes.
Yes.
Have a record.
Can't wait. I need to put you guys on the spot now, okay? Because obviously we've talked all the niceties, but who do you think is going to claim that glitter ball trophy this year? Danielle, I'm going to ask you first because it's very hard. You have to walk in on top of everybody now this week in the studio.
This is a very difficult question because, as we know, the criteria is...
Don't get into the technicality. Yeah. Just say what
it's
your heart
unclear.
Says.
I think from a technical standpoint, Reese or Jack.
Okay.
I think they're both, you know, they both have the mentality of athletes.
Yep.
They're so disciplined. They're so dedicated. They have that natural ability. So I do think that they will definitely have a spot in the final.
And they are fantastic.
They are.
Now, Mickey Jo.
Yeah.
She's speaking from a technical point of view. You got to speak from the heart. You know
Danny's
nothing about technicalities.
Danny's going to knock it out of the park. He's going to walk away with this.
He's definitely one to watch out for, 100%.
Because he's got 100%. Serious determination. Yeah. You want to see the grit and determination that guy has when he gets a bit of wind in his sails. You know, I can understand why he's been so successful.
Okay, well.
It's going to be tough, but he's going to...
It's very tough competition this year.
It is.
Very tough.
It is.
It's very difficult for me to give you an answer because of that.
You did, and that's all that matters, Daniela.
Only two Olympians in there.
Only two,
Sorry, what were they doing? What were they asking the rest of everybody? Jesus. Lads, thank you so much for joining me this morning. Honest to God, you were such a joy to watch for the last couple of Sundays. And Mickey Jo, like, it's just so great. I'm actually more delighted that you got to sing We've Got the World Tonight for a couple of bars up in Deering's Den last night.
I'll tell you, Danny O'Carroll never missed as an opportunity. In fairness to him, he was right in there. Oh, you never sang that song yet.
I know the song off by heart now.
Well, thank God, because it's what we all needed. It's what we all grew up with.
Yeah, it's lovely to be able to do that every so often. Yeah, absolutely. I'm so happy to have, lucky to have that song in my life too. So there you go.
Oh, I know. Well, we all have it in our lives as well. Mickey Jo. Daniela, congratulations on your first year on Dancing with the
Stars.
Thank
you so much.
You will no doubt be back again next year. And Dancing with Stars is back again next Sunday from 6:30 on RTÉ1. And whichever couple is next to leave will be right here with us on Monday morning.
Dancing with the Stars on RTÉ 2FM. Sponsored by Hyundai. Take the lead with Insta All Electric. Are you in?